Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is
Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's
Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out.
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Poll question today. Do you plan on watching any part of Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium? Well, a few people are saying, hey, you've got to register your name and your phone number, your email, all that stuff, and we don't like to do that. Well, I just found out that other shows are posting it on Rumble. And let's see, Real Patriot News is also streaming it. So there are other ways for you to watch it. But that's today's poll question. Do you plan on watching any of it? It's going for 72 hours. So just curiosity. 923FMTalk.com and 991FMTalk.com. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's see. Yesterday's poll question, are you concerned that Apple's going to start monitoring all photos from people's phones, tablets, and computers? Is this a Pandora's box that we are opening? 86% of those participating in the poll said yes. They are very concerned about this. All right. What I'm concerned about is what is going on in our community all around us. Not only the Washoe County School District with their CRT and their SHARE program and the indoctrination of our kids, the police not doing anything, not saying anything, the city council's not doing or saying anything about the homeless situation that they keep saying they're going to fix. No, they're not fixing squat. All those millions of dollars spent on that new tent and nope, they're not using it. Then throw them in jail if they're not going to go by the facilities provided. Then throw them in jail for vagrancy, for littering. I'm tired of this. And now we've been hearing about it for a long time, the corruption in our legal system. Whether it be the judges, the lawyers. I've got a case with Jack Getz at the prison system. And we have Roger Hilligus. You might remember a kidnapping charge. Stuart Handy helping him out, trying to save Roger's mother. Right now, Roger and Stuart are both on the line with us. Roger, Stuart, thank you so much for calling into the program today. Roger, I'm going to start with you and give us a quick synopsis of the story that got you arrested.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. What I want your listeners to understand and learn today is that our elderly are being trafficked through the justice system and through the courts. They are illegally being taken against their will and placed under guardianship. Now, the word guardianship is a bad word. Maybe 100 years ago, it had good intentions, but today, guardianship is nothing more than court jurisdiction. The court has the wisdom that they know better how to care for somebody than their own family. Even per the wishes that my mother had put down in a trust through powers of attorney, that if she was to get to a point in her life where she needed assistance and care, she wanted to be cared for by her son. Now, I know that you know a little bit about my background. Mm-hmm. But I am a public servant of 30 years serving this state. I've never been in trouble with the law. I never knew much about the law with respect to guardianship. But I've had a learning experience, to say the least, This started back in 2013, 2014. The system is broken. In my opinion, guardianship is illegal. It needs to be abolished. There is nothing good that comes from guardianship. Our elderly are being trafficked, human trafficked, and their properties are being sold for pennies on the dollar. They're placed into locked facilities, taken away and isolated from their caring and loving family. I love my mother deeply. She put me in a position as her power of attorney and trustee. And what has happened to me is she was being neglected at the facility in Reno. Every time I would go visit her, she wanted to leave with me. She cried that she couldn't leave. She wanted to be in her own home. I was retired from state service and willing to care for my mother. I did care for her, but the court through guardianship, which is only court jurisdiction, took all of my rights away and my mother's rights. And I'll let you bring it.
Going through some of this stuff, was there a restraining order against you?
Never.
There was never a restraining order against me. There was an attempt to file a restraining order, but I was never provided with that restraining order. And actually, throughout the 7 years, there was never a restraining order filed against me. I had the authority and the ability to go and visit my mother at the facility in Reno, which I did, until I was being isolated and restricted by the guardians from visiting my mother. Because every time I would go there, I would video with witnesses the neglect and abuse that she was receiving while being kept in a locked facility.
So you, to me, this is just my opinion. It sounds like you turned out to be an enemy of the state. And so they wanted to take away your rights as well as your mother's. Let's get Stuart in here. Stuart, how do you play into this?
Good morning, Monica, and I appreciate the opportunity for me to speak before our court date tomorrow. As you well know, I retired as a law enforcement officer after 30 years in the profession, most of that serving as a state trooper with the Nevada Highway Patrol. I also was the sheriff of Mineral County, and I was two tribal chiefs of police, as well as the deputy sheriff in Story County and an adult probation officer. I factor into this because the last job I worked at, where I was fired from illegally as the chief of police at Reno Sparks Indian Colony, I went to an attorney's office. I met Roger. We started talking about a traffic citation up in Story County. And let me tell you, if you want a real corrupt legal system, take a trip up to Virginia City and get a dose of that. I'll leave that there for now. So Roger and I started talking about this. I said, just go pay the ticket. And then we started talking about his mother's situation. Well, lo and behold, Monica, my mother was neglected in a manor care facility here in South Reno. And I'll say the name. I just did. And I actually had to get her out of there by putting the staff on notice that I wasn't going to let her die in this disgusting facility. And I brought her home, and I was able to let her pass in her home, which should have happened with Roger's mother. So he told me about what was going on with his mother's situation. I told him, I go, look, I have no legal authority. I have no jurisdiction, but let me do this. Let me set up a meeting with the Reno Police Department, who actually have jurisdictional authority over Stone Valley Care Center, where this whole situation went down. I did that for him. He went to the Reno Police Department that morning on August 8th, 2019, and spoke to not the commanding officer, Oliver Miller, that should have spoken to Roger, but his subordinate, Sergeant Rob Hannafin, who basically told Roger and the third person involved in this, I'm going to leave his name out for right now because I don't want him to be in any more trouble than he already is. And they said, this is a civil matter. We're not getting involved. But why don't you go up there and try and iron it out between the facility and you, which is exactly what Roger and I and the third person did on August 8th,
hey, Monica,
2019.
And then you were turned around. You guys were charged with kidnapping.
There was no kidnapping. I was there. Mrs. Hillegas was communicative. She was ambulatory. She spoke to me. She walked arm in hand with Roger very gently across the street. We didn't drag her across the street. We didn't kidnap her. She talked to me. She waved goodbye to me. Okay. All of a sudden, this went from a civil matter to a criminal matter. And eventually, I was corralled by the Reno Police Department, and I was taken down at gunpoint. when I was arrested. That's not out in the news. It is now. Roger was green-lighted. You know what that means?
Yeah.
These people wanted to, these corrupt cops in this corrupt district attorney's office wanted to basically permanently silence us, and they almost got away with it. Almost.
Well, you're not going to be silenced now. So, Roger,
no, I'm not.
We've got a quick traffic break to take here, but please, both of you stay on the line, and we're going to come back with tomorrow, because tomorrow is the big court case. We'll be right back after this on the Monica Jay Show with corruption in the courts, corruption in our law enforcement that is supposed to be protecting us.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And this is where we share them. What's your opinion? Are we safe here in this state, in this city, in this county, in this country from corruption when it comes to our legal system, when it comes to our justice system? This story made headlines as a man kidnaps his mother, but then it kind of died away. I guess it wasn't sensational enough. But right now we have Roger Hillegas joining us and Stuart Handy, a part, the son and the friend who was a part of it all, goes to trial, goes to court tomorrow. Roger, there was an affidavit signed and put together by an officer, a Reno police detective, Allison Jenkins, and her official report, as I'm going through, you know, looks pretty damning against you. Is this all true?
The affidavit that was put together, as you noted, by the detective, Allison Jenkins, that was a lot of material misrepresentation. She did not do her research. Those are basically falsehoods, a lot of lies in there. She did not, she rushed to judgment. She did not do a proper investigation to get the specifics and the facts that she swore to under oath to get an arrest warrant for me. So that's really troubling that the law enforcement in our community is able to perjure themselves, falsify, and lie to judges and on the record to get convictions and arrests.
Where was she getting this information?
So it's my understanding that she was not even brought into the case, and she was not briefed on the case until the 9th, Friday the 9th of August 2019 at 7:30 in the morning. She filed this affidavit at 4:30 in the morning, 3 hours before she even was briefed on the case. So that raises some questions in itself. How are they now filing documents with people in the middle of the night that aren't even at work?
What happens tomorrow when this goes to case or when this goes to court?
You know, I wish I could give you the specifics about my legal criminal case. I don't really know. It's a preliminary hearing, which is a very low bar, but I did not kidnap my mother. I loved and cared for her dearly. She was not being cared for properly, and I'm facing years in prison for doing the right thing. Because of what I've learned over the last decade in dealing with the courts and the family courts and the adult guardianship system, my mother, who was a local school teacher in Truckee Meadows for 30 years, she enjoyed the outdoors, horses, dogs, cats, her freedom, and her property rights. She enjoyed contracts. She had a trust and a power of attorney putting me in that position. She was thriving, living free with family. Then she was dead 2 months after taken away from my care. My mother was placed against her will into that facility, which is a cold, dark place with strangers she didn't know. No proper care, food, hygiene, not bathed daily. She was basically neglected. I had sleepless nights knowing that my mother was left alone in a cold place. She was scared and sad that she could not live her last days in her home with her son, which I was willing to do. Now, Monica, I know that I I've talked quite a bit and you've given me a platform. I do have a statement that I think your listeners should hear. If you would grant me a few minutes to read this, I would appreciate it.
Please do.
With respect to society as a whole, and our Northern Nevada community in particular, it is accurate to say we're witnessing in real time, as the old cliche goes, what goes up must come down. Our judicial system and government are so corrupt that people should be rushing to protect themselves from adult guardianship. Our federal government are hypocrites. Just understand that our world changed after 9/11 with the downing of the World Trade Centers and the Patriot Act. However, it is sad your listeners do not know what is coming or what is in store for them as they age, because guardianship is illegal and needs to be abolished. Everyone has inalienable rights. However, not everyone knows where we get those rights. These rights are our birthrights. These are our God-given rights. These are not rights given to you by government. These are sacred rights which cannot be taken away by government. Government is tasked to protect our rights, and when they take those rights away from the vulnerable through adult guardianship and give them to someone else, like a private professional guardian, attorneys, or locked facilities, which promotes corruption, fraud, and neglect of their wards. The system is a well-oiled machine run by court insiders known as attorneys, lawyers, and bar members. Once the government takes away your rights, which is illegal, it amounts to human trafficking. These are human rights violations. It must be abolished. If guardianship is allowed to continue in our society and the family structure is continually broken down, this makes these equity courts, which deny jury trials, to run over our inalienable rights. Crimes are committed daily by judges, attorneys, and guardians. If guardianship is not abolished soon, it will constitute genocide of the elderly. By removing family and placing the elderly into nursing homes, locked up and neglected, placed on drugs unnecessarily, and often left in wheelchairs to be easier to manage. What we are seeing now in Northern Nevada is a repeat of history, which will be the exact replay of the Nuremberg trials held in the aftermath of World War II that exposes the crimes against humanity committed by the leaders of the Nazi regime. Many of those top leaders were convicted and hung. Yes, this may sound harsh, but legislation, committees, task force, more government agencies, more statutes will not fix something which is flawed. Adult guardianship is a violation of our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. All Americans need to stand up and fight for their rights because the local, county, state, and federal governments are corrupt. I bring up the murders of our elderly, including the murder of my mother, Susan Hillegas, because it's important for all your listeners to know about adult guardianship, which constitutes genocide. Thank you for allowing me to make the statement.
You know, Roger, I believe that this is a real wake-up call, I think, for the entire community, because not only does this bring into the fact adult guardianship, but it also brings up what we are seeing now with the CDC and the federal government putting together whatever you want to call them, green zones or FEMA camps to isolate when they want to, when they say people who are unvaccinated or, you know, where are we going to go from here? If you read the CDC guidelines, it's all to protect those who are, you know, vulnerable to disease or anything like that. And that means separation of family. That means taking control of the elderly. And this all plays in to what we're all seeing going on around us right now.
You're absolutely correct. And thank you for making that link between the two. You're absolutely correct. And before we go, I do want to give some people some resources where they can learn more if they're interested. And also, I'd like to give my email, which is rhilligas@gmail.com. If anybody wants to reach out, I can give them more information on where they can go for resources. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. Stuart, we've only got a couple of seconds here. Closing statement from you.
the Washington County District Attorney's Office, working in concert with the state of Nevada, the state of California, the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office, the Reno Police Department, and other individuals and entities have directly and indirectly caused the death of Susan Hillegas. That's my statement to you and your listeners this morning, and I stand by that 100%.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and I wish you the best of luck in the start of this whole process in the court case tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to get you back on. I'd love to hear from you, hear how it goes, and follow this for everybody listening, because Roger, as we talked by phone, this is a huge wake-up call, I believe, for anybody, not only with elderly parents, grandparents, but even for themselves in the future, and our rights being literally decimated every single day. Roger Hillegas and Stuart Handy, thank you so much for joining me today on the Monica Jay Show.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. If your story doesn't get out, if your voice is not heard, then there is no justice for you. That's why they keep cameras out of courtrooms. That's why they keep juries, and they try to do just, you know, oh, we'll just decide it with a judge. That's got to stop. Jury by your peers. Grand jury. De jure grand jury. We have to take the justice system back into our hands. We the people. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. It's been a rather interesting day as we've talked about the Washoe County School District. Big meeting today, 2 o'clock. You need to be involved. If you're not involved in your child's education, in the kids' education for the community, to see the indoctrination going on all around us is just, it's reprehensible. It truly is. What we're seeing come out on a day-to-day basis. The election fraud. The court system. It makes you wonder how we're going to go into the future. Well, we're all going to go into the future as slaves if we don't get this fixed now. There's no more sitting on the sidelines. You can't do that anymore. That's why I, since I was called an enabler, am not giving out any doctor's information of anybody who will write, you know, medical exemptions for not wearing masks for kids, for adults, anything like that. You have to stand up. You have to get others to stand up with you. Because when we all stand up together, even just the ones being affected, well, that's when we win and we take back our country. We take back our rights. Because if you think that just masks in school, that's nothing compared to what these kids are going to lose in the future. This is just the beginning to see who and how much they can control. 923-FM-TALK.com, 991-FM-TALK.com. Today's poll question, are you going to watch any part of Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium? A lot of people watching it right now. And it's very, very eye-opening. Yesterday's poll question, are you concerned that Apple is going to just start looking at all your photos All of them. 86% of those participating said yes. Because we know it's just the start. Let's go back to the talk and text lines on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and check in with, let's go to Gene right now. Going to check in with Gene. Gene wants to talk about the green card. That could mean many things to me right now, Gene.
Well, it's the playbook of Democrats to make legal what is illegal. And so what better way to legitimize over our border being overrun by legitimizing what we're seeing by furnishing green cards to everyone that's in the country legally with no qualification whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's more enabling and sends that signal that they've already sent all the way to the tip of South America to come on in. You know, I mean, it's just spreading like wildfire down there. We're going to get green cards under the Budget Reconciliation Act. But more to the point, I have some predictions and prognostications of what mandates are going to be coming for Americans next year. We just heard on the news that Sisolak signed on to some very draconian and impossible to achieve emission standards.
Yep.
So under climate, the COVID equivalent of climate emergency and climate mandates might look something like this. And I really think that this is coming. Federal lands, including national parks, national forests, and BLM lands, will only be accessible to those who have electric vehicles by this time next year.
I could see that.
That if you are, you will be rationed so many miles a month for your gas-powered vehicles, and then there's going to be a punitive penalty of some kind coming if you exceed, let's say, 400 miles a month of driving, if you can even afford the gas, in your gas-powered vehicle. Those are the few things that I think Americans are facing under this administration. And I want to say further, you laid it out, enumerated from the school board to the administration to the border. My view is this, is that, you know, Ronald Brownstein, he was a writer for the LA Times and wrote a book called The New Civil War. And basically what he stated several years ago with this book, that we are already in a civil war, apart from the fact that we really haven't shot at each other yet, but really, that's really where we're at now. I think that I think that Democrats are really, really pushing the other half of America off the deep end, and I don't know how this shakes out long term. So,
well, that's why we should start paying attention and take off the masks and start speaking and raising our voice. Because that's all these masks are doing is silencing us. And if we're silenced
right now, the big mystery right now is who's, when I go around Reno and see the $4.40 a gallon gas or whatever it is, almost $5, who is putting the post-it notes on the gas pumps that say Biden prices? I think that's the big mystery. There's some guys are pollinating the pumps with post-it note messages that these are Biden prices and assigning blame for the inflation to where it belongs to this administration. Whoever it is, it's some kind of genius.
Gene, thanks for calling into the program. As usual, always a great conversation. Now, I saved her for last because, well, she knows the court system. And she knows that it's corrupt. Kitschy, thank you so much for being on the program again today. Where do we go from here to take back the legal system that I explained to Roger when we were off the air, you know, what, 95%, if not more, of the people listening will never have to deal with the court system, at least right now. They've never dealt with it in the past, but they may have to deal with it in the future.
Right. And people need to know that there are three types of courts. In Nevada, NRS 1.030, that's the judicial part, application of common law in courts. The common law of England, so far it is not republic to or in conflict with the Constitution and laws of the United States or the Constitution and laws of this state, shall be the rule in all courts. Now, under common law, there has to be someone who you inflicted an injury on, either their person or their property. That's where you go to common law court. That's where the plaintiff, the damaged party, injured party says, here's how I was injured, and these are my damages, and you need to pay me for those. There's another court, equity law. Now, equity law compels specific performance. It compels you to follow the exact contract you are under. So, as a natural woman and not a statutory person, that's my status, a natural woman. This law, the equity law, doesn't apply to me because I don't have a contract with the state. And if I were an employee of the state, there would be a contract. I promised to do so many things, you know, in your job description. That's how they treat everybody, as though you are a employee of the state. Since they created employees of the state, they can regulate that. You have to declare that you are not a statutory person and that you are a natural woman.
Kitchy, I've only got a couple more seconds. What is a way for people to find out more online about this? Because they have to take this into their own hands.
Absolutely. And so when you go to court, you can challenge their jurisdiction. Look up everything you can on jurisdiction. And jurisdiction can be brought up at any time. And the court may start with jurisdiction, but they can end up losing it if they're not following their own rules and regulations. And they never do. A court case I was in, I was the trustee of a property. I resigned as trustee after I got a notice from the county that's saying I'm the responsible person for the way that property looks. When we went to court, I showed them that I had resigned as trustee. And in Sparks Justice Court, Justice Judge James V. Mancuso said to the district attorney in open court, Sue Legaski, well, do you want to backdate the citation to February? Now, this was in July. And they wanted to backdate it to February so they could convict me. And they did. So I didn't know about the common law thing then. But that would never happen to me again.
And that's the attitude that every single person in this country has to take. That's not going to happen to me. Know the law. Know your rights. Kitchy, thank you so much for being on the program. As usual, great information. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this with what's going on at Costco, what's going on at Sam's Club, how the corporate giants are taking over, and how you have the voice to say no more. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Here's another quick tip of things you can do on a hot work day. In the morning, put a graham cracker, Hershey's chocolate, and a marshmallow on your dashboard. Go out at lunchtime, get in your car, and waiting for you, s'mores. Plus, your car will smell great. This has been another quick tip of things to do on a hot work day.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, bringing you the real news of what's going to be coming at you. Full steam ahead. Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting today, starting at 2 o'clock in the administration building off of 9th Street. Please, if you can be there, be there. It is of the utmost importance. Teachers are just flat out getting rid of history. If you missed the early part of the show, please check out the podcast. Teachers specifically at McQueen says she will not be teaching about the Civil War. Kids in high school should already know about that. So she will be teaching about Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ. Is that the school curriculum? Then you should be having a talk with your schools, with your principals, with your child's teacher. You, the parent, are in control. You, period, are in control. I'm going to wrap up the show with an email that I just got from Steve this morning. But I do want you to know that there are all kinds of ways for you to watch the Cyber Symposium being put on by Mike Lindell. This was sent to me despite being profiled, targeted, harassed, and barred from flights in Chicago. The True News crew has driven through the night to cover Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium. Come hell or high water, we will be there. Make sure you tune in to truenews.com every day from 3 to 5 Eastern to watch. The symposium first thing was already hacked this morning and shut down because, well, the powers that be do not want this information out. I'm not talking about the Biden regime. I'm talking about the true powers that be. You have to fight this. This is from Steve this morning. Monica just witnessed this morning a young mother and her three young children being kicked out of the Sparks Costco for not wearing masks. Fortunately, a bystander videotaped it, and he said he planned to send the video to all the local news stations. Like they're going to do anything with it. God bless this patriot. She stood up for what is right. Before leaving the store, she canceled her Costco membership. We spoke with her outside the store, and she thanked her for standing up to Costco. I think we should all rethink our memberships at Costco. We're losing our freedoms to big companies and corporations who support communism. I hope you're able to share this with your audience. Thank you and God bless. Thank you, Steve, for sending me this. I was the only person in Sam's Club last night. I don't normally do the shopping. My husband does it for me because I'm always on the computer. He handed me a mask and asked me to wear it, just going in. See, it's even in families. It's even in conservative families like mine. He was walking ahead of me and didn't realize that I had stuck the mask in my pocket. I walked in. He had his gator on. I walked in, maskless. I was the only one in the entire building, from employees to shoppers, maskless. If you don't start standing up for your rights, they win. It's not about a virus. It is about the future. I hope you understand that. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, and we will always bring you the truth on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.